Welcome to Zikhu Daf Si Mani Mem Rabbi Ram Goldar and the Mazekas Yavamas Daf Pei Tes, the 10th Parakeh Isha Rabbah. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis had stated that if a woman got remarried based on the testimony of a single witness that her original husband had died, and then the original husband reappears, in la ksuba, she has no right to the ksuba payment from either husband. The Gemara explains that the Rabban enacted a ksuba for a wife, kedesho tehekala be'ena v'hotzia, in order that she may not be easy in his eyes to divorce. But this woman, who has committed adultery and became prohibited to her husband, let her be easy in his eyes to divorce. The Gemara continues and explains that she has no rights to other items mentioned in the Mishnah, such as peros, mazonos, ubalos, produce, sustenance, and worn-out clothing, because tanai ksuba kuksuba dami. A tanai in the ksuba is treated like the ksuba itself. Pointing me to a Mishnah Truma stated, ein tormi mina tamei ahatar. One may not separate truma from produce, which is tamei, for produce that is tahor. Rashi explains that this causes a loss to the kohen, since tamei truma may only be used as fuel and is therefore less valuable. If he did a b'shogeg, his truma is considered truma, but mezid lo asav lo klum. If he did a b'mezid, he has done nothing. The Gemara brings malchokas on a rhyme regarding what this statement of lo asav lo klum means. Rav Chisda said it means lo asav lo klum kol ikar. He has not done anything at all. Da'afil ha'i griva ha'dilativle. For even the measure of tamei produce that he designated as truma reverts back to being tevel. Of Nassim Rabbi Oshaya said it means, he has done nothing to fix the remainder to make it permissible to eat, but what he separated as truma is truma. The Gemara explains Rav Chisda does not hold the Rav Nassim, because if you say what he designated is truma, zimnin the pashvul mafrish, there may be times when he'll be rebellious and not separate a second truma from tahor produce. And point me through, Rabbi asked Rav Chisda how he can hold that the tamei truma he separated can revert back to tevel. Can there be something that midiraisa is truma? And yet out of concern that a person who separated it might be rebellious, the Rabban removed it from its truma state and returned it to chulin. They keep based in masin l'akra davar min haTorah, can based in stipulate to uproot something from the Torah? Midiraisa, this tamei truma, is even prohibited to a kohen to eat. And yet, by declaring it tevel, it now might be eaten by anyone if the person ends up separating other produce as truma. Rav Chisda responded that we can learn from our Mishnah that when the woman married a man based on the testimony of a single witness and her original husband reappeared, that the Rabban declared sons from both husbands mamzerim. The son from the first husband is midiraisa legitimate and prohibited to a mamzeris. Yet by declaring him a mamzer, the Rabban are permitting him to a mamzeris, which on a deraisa level is prohibited. So we see from here that the Rabban can uproot a deraisa to uphold their decree. Rabbi responded that Shmuel explained concerning this law, Asuba Mamzeris, that the child from the first husband is forbidden to a Mamzeris. And Rabbi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the Mishnah refers to him as a Mamzer to prohibit him to a Bas Yisrael with good Yichus. Rashi explains that this causes one to act more carefully to protect the Torah's laws, but does not constitute a suspension of Torah law. Rav Chisda attempts two other proofs which are refuted by Rabbi. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Mishnah on Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis had stated that if a woman got remarried based on the testimony of a single witness that her original husband had died, and then the original husband appears, ein la ksuba, she has no rights to the ksuba payment from either husband. The Gemara explains that the Rabban enacted a ksuba for a wife, kedesho tehekala be'ena v'hotzia, in order that she may not be easy in his eyes to divorce. But this woman, who has committed adultery and became prohibited to her husband, let her be easy in his eyes to divorce. The Gemara continues and explains that she has no rights to other items mentioned in the Mishnah, such as peros, mazonos, ubalos, produce, sustenance, and worn-out clothing, because tanai ksuba kuksuba dami. A tanai in the ksuba is treated like the ksuba itself. Pointing me to a Mishnah Truma stated, ein tormi mina tamei ahatar. One may not separate truma from produce, which is tamei, for produce that is tahor. Rashi explains that this causes a loss to the kohen, since tamei truma may only be used as fuel and is therefore less valuable. If he did a b'shogeg, his truma is considered truma, but mezid lo asav lo klum. If he did a b'mezid, he has done nothing. The Gemara brings malchokas on a rhyme regarding what this statement of lo asav lo klum means. Rav Chisda said it means lo asav lo klum kol ikar. He has not done anything at all. Da'afil ha'i griva ha'dilativle. For even the measure of tamei produce that he designated as truma reverts back to being tevel. Of Nassim Rabbi Oshaya said it means, he has done nothing to fix the remainder to make it permissible to eat, but what he separated as truma is truma. The Gemara explains Rav Chisda does not hold the Rav Nassim, because if you say what he designated is truma, Zimnin the Pashvul Mafrish. There may be times when he'll be rebellious and not separate a second truma from Tahar produce. And point me through, Rabbi asked Rav Chista how he can hold that the Tamei truma he separated can revert back to Tevel. Can there be something that Midoraisa is truma? And yet out of concern that a person who separated it might be rebellious, the Rabban removed it from its truma state and returned it to Chulin. The key basin masin l'akra davar min haTorah, can basin stipulate to uproot something from the Torah? Midoraisa, this Tamei truma is even prohibited to a Kohen to eat, and yet, by declaring a Tevel, it now might be eaten by anyone if the person ends up separating other produce as truma. Rav Chista responded that we can learn from our Mishnah that when the woman married a man based on the testimony of a single witness and her original husband reappeared, that the Rabban declared sons from both husbands mamzerim. The son from the first husband is midoraisa legitimate and prohibited to a mamzeris. Yet by declaring him a mamzer, the Rabban are permitting him to a mamzeris, which on a deraisa level is prohibited. So we see from here that the Rabban can uproot a deraisa to uphold their decree. Rabbi responded that Shmuel explained concerning this law, Asuba Mamzeres, that the child from the first husband is forbidden to a Mamzeres. And Rabbi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the Mishnah refers to him as a Mamzer to prohibit him to a Bas Yisrael with good Yichus. Rashi explains that this causes one to act more carefully to protect the Torah's laws, but does not constitute a suspension of Torah law. Rav Chista attempts two other proofs which are refuted by Rabbi. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Pei Tes, and our standard Simmon is a Chalent Pot. A chalent pot. So here goes. The woman making chalent in her pot for her single witness when her two husbands ripped up her kasubas was told that the Tamei Truma she intentionally separated was completely null. When her son from her first husband suddenly ran in crying, that basin had also declared him a mamzer. Once again, in slow motion. The woman making chalent in her pot, chalent in a pot, that must be on daf pei tes. The woman making chalent in her pot for her single witness when her two husbands ripped up her ksubas, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis stated that if a woman got remarried based on the edus of a single witness that her original husband had died, and then the original husband appears, ain't no ksuba. She has no right to the ksuba payment from either husband. The Gemara explains that the Rabbanan enacted a ksuba for a wife, kidei shotei kal be'ina v'hotziya, in order that she may not be easy in his eyes to divorce. But this woman who's committed adultery and became prohibited to her husband, let her be easy in his eyes to divorce. She also has no rights to the other items such as peros, mazonos, and blos because they're tanai ksuba, and tanai ksuba kiksuba dami. A tanai in the ksuba is treated like the ksuba itself. So the woman making chalent in her pot for her single witness when her two husbands ripped up her ksubas was told that the tamei truma she intentionally separated was completely null, which reminds us, the Mishnah Truma stated, ein tormi mina tamei ahatar. One may not separate truma from produce, which is tamei for produce, that is tahor. If one did, if he did a b'shogeg, his truma is considered truma, b'mezid lo asav lo kum. If he did a b'mezid, he has done nothing. The Gemara brings him alcho, because I'm rhyming regarding what the statement of lo asav lo kum means. Rav Chista said it means lo asav lo kum kol ikr. He has not done anything at all, for even the measure of tamei produce that he designated as truma reverts back to being tevel. Rav Nassim Rav Oshia said it means lo'atz v'akum l'taknes hishiraim aval truma havet. He has done nothing to fix the remainder to make it permissible to eat, but what he separated as truma is truma. So the woman making chalent in her pot for her single witness when her two husbands ripped up her ksubas was told that the tamei truma she intentionally separated was completely null. When her son from her first husband suddenly ran in crying, the basin had also declared him a mamzer. Which reminds us, Rava asked Rav Chista how he can hold that the Tamei Truma he separated can revert back to Tevel. Can there be something that Midoraisa is Truma, and yet out of concern that the person who separated it might be rebellious, the Rabban removed it from his Truma state and returned it to Chulin? Biki Basin Masin L'Akor Davar Min HaTorah, can Basin stipulate to uproot something from the Torah? Rav Chista responded that we can learn from our Mishnah that when the woman married a man based on the testimony of a single witness and her original husband reappeared, that the Rabban declared sons from both husbands mamzerim. The son from the first husband is Midoraisa legitimate and prohibited to a mamzeris, yet by declaring him a mamzer, the Rabban are permitting him to a mamzeris, which on deraisa level is prohibited. So we see from here that the Rabban can uproot a deraisa to uphold their decree. Rabbi responded that Shmuel explained concerning this law, asuba mamzeris, that the child from the first husband is forbidden to a mamzeris. And Ravin said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the Mishnah refers to him as a mamzer to prohibit him to a bas Yisrael with good yichus. So once again, the woman making chalent in her pot for her single witness when her two husbands ripped up her ksubas was told that the tamei truma she intentionally separated was completely null. When her son from her first husband suddenly ran in crying, the basin had also declared him a mamzer. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldham Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.